Your need to know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. And now your host for the evening, here's Sandy Max.
Welcome. You're in the right place. On the show tonight, you're going to get a taste of what it's like to take a tacos and tequila tour with Milwaukee Food and City Tours, especially when I host it dressed as Sandy Claus. Come with me backstage at Miller High Life Theater. Visit Cirque du Soleil cast members from their Christmas show called Twas the Night Before, with some other surprises before 7. But we start What's on Tap with two special guests. Who's on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline?
Heading north, heading south.
Whoop. Jeremy Bartlett at Thrive Architects.
And I'm Beth Daniel with Scathane LLC.
And Jeremy and Beth, you have both been involved in a very profound project that now is a part of Waukesha's Main Street. Jeremy, can you describe what the Main Street Parade Memorial looks like?
So the Parade Memorial is essentially a three-part assembly, and it consists of concrete, metal, and glass, and the metal portions are wrapped in a ribbon fashion that come together to form a heart.
And why is this design so special? What inspired you to create this design?
There's a few pieces to it. One is the idea of gathering and coming together. And the heart became a symbol in the community after the parade tragedy. We wanted to invoke the idea of basically taking ribbon and using these materials to create a message. And so that's what we did here.
And what do you hope that message is that comes across?
Togetherness. The idea with this is that one ribbon represents the community that was lost. One represents the community that remains, and that we come together to support and basically unite over this.
And how did you feel, Jeremy, when you first saw the finished memorial that you imagined?
That's an amazing feeling. When you picture something and you put it together and you dream about it and you assemble it, and I have an entire team here at Thrive Architects that worked on this, and we sat for hours and collaborating, coming up with ideas to finally see it in real life after you've imagined it and pictured it and rendered it, is just it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
And what do you hope the people who see it feel and respond to?
I'm hoping that they find this as a marker, a memorial piece, obviously, that they can look back, but also see in it that we're stronger together, that community matters. There's so many people behind the scenes, people at the city, people in the community that give their time or donate or work for the community, that they do their little bit of part every day. But, you know, they make this up too. And it isn't just about one guy coming down a parade and ruining lives and impacting people forever. You know, there's the little things that go on every day to make everything better is something we should spend more time focusing on. And I'm hoping, you know, people look at this, that maybe they see a little bit of that in it.
And Beth, Jeremy talks about a team putting this together. How did you get involved in the Main Street Parade Memorial?
Thrive came to Scathane with the concept drawings and asked us if we could build this. As a custom manufacturer, it was something that we looked at and said, yes, actually we can. We have the expertise, we have the artists, and we were able to take the concepts and through many, many hours of meetings and deliberation, put together a plan for how this could be built. And we relied on experts within our company and experts in the community who were able to help us bring this all together and make it happen.
What's one of your favorite elements of this memorial, considering it has metal ribbons and concrete? What's one of your favorite elements of it?
I have to say I don't have a favorite because I really look at it as a whole piece. You know, the concrete is the strength and the stability of the community. It's the foundation. And the ribbons are the binding that ties it all together. It represents life. It represents, you know, the future. And it is a reminder of all that happened. And the glass is the piece that lights up and tells the story and gives hope.
One of the things that stood out to me, I haven't seen it in person yet. I've seen the renderings and I look forward to seeing it soon. But I like the idea that with it being almost 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide, that it's pretty substantial, but that the heart, you could see through it and you can see Main Street through it and you can see through that heart in a lot of different angles.
Yeah, that was a strong element in it, that you can look through it. You can look down Main Street. You can look through and you can actually frame in any building and any person as they walk down the street.
And I like that the heart is the center of it. And like you said, from many different angles, the heart is still the center of it.
Beth, any other takeaways from working on this project with Jeremy? Anything that you're particularly proud of or learned in the process?
Well, I definitely am honored for the privilege of having taken part in this project, for Scathane to use the expertise that they possess from their artists and artisans to create this incredible memorial and this opportunity for people to bring healing, joy, hope to the experience of just viewing it, seeing it. They're planning on putting a bench near it so people can just spend time with it and remember.
Congratulations to both of you on being able to see this project from ideation and all of the partnership and the work together, and now being able to share it with the entire community. So I say congratulations. I'm sorry that we even had to create a memorial, but to know that you're focusing on uplifting the community and bringing them together in this way is very beautiful.
Well, thank you. And yeah, I will say that, like you put it in poetic words there, yep, it's a tragedy and it's unfortunate that we had to do this and put this together. But at the same time, there's a stronger message that hopefully will last a much longer time. And that's what our goal is here.
Thank you very much, Jeremy and Beth. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
You can now see the Waukesha Main Street Parade Memorial that Jeremy and Beth Daniel of Scathane created. Jeremy Bartlett of Thrive Architects, they put all of that energy and thought into it. And you can see this public art now on Main Street at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha. And today is the 2-year anniversary of the tragedy when a man drove a vehicle through the Waukesha Christmas Parade route. 6 people died, more than 70 others physically injured, hundreds of others experiencing the mental and emotional effects after witnessing that horror. And art can bring people together. And this memorial is intended to uplift while honoring victims and survivors. Waukesha strong and carrying on. New York City and the rest of the country gets to see one of the best high school marching bands from Wisconsin on Thanksgiving. Find out which school and hear a sample of what they'll play at the Macy's Day Parade next on What's on Tap on WTMJ. That is the sound of the Greendale High School Marching Band rehearsing for their big day Thursday. They're going to march in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City through the streets of Manhattan. And on national TV, Wisconsin's morning newsman Vince Vitrano's daughter, Olivia, she's on the dance team and he is in New York with her right now. Also, WTMJ News teammate Michelle Richards, her niece is in the color guard. So it's fun to have that connection to them. And Vince has covered the story and painted the picture of the preparations and the excitement. 5 busloads of students, band directors and chaperones got on a bus Sunday morning at 2 a.m. to take the ride to New York City. And according to Vince Vitrano's interviews, the director of bands, Tom Reifenberg, says this is a level 1 playoff game. This is that level of excitement. And to get chosen by Macy's is a cool accomplishment. And Macy's looks for different types of performances and representation from around the country. And this is the second time Greendale High School has been chosen. It's quite an honor. They were also there in 2016. And senior drummer Ben Wimmer says right now you can only imagine what 3.1 million people sounds like. But seeing it in person, it's going to be pretty cool. And whether we're keeping an eye on it, one of the interesting logistics is the flag corps. They have to take at least two different flags in case one of them gets wet. So they'll have the dry flag to use during the Thanksgiving Day performance. And Even cooler, a bonus, NBC is going to feature Greendale in its Wednesday night preview show called Countdown to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yesterday, the TV crew followed them all around, and you can watch that show tomorrow night on TMJ4 at 7 p.m. Central. And the broadcast time for the parade on Thanksgiving is 8:30 in the morning, and the band doesn't know what number in the parade they are yet, but Vince Vitrano is going to be calling us and texting us at WTMJ as soon as he knows when they are going to appear. And that is 2.5 miles of marching in Manhattan. That is all live, and then it all culminates at the Star in front of Macy's. And this is going to be the song that they're playing while they're marching. Hooked on a Feeling. They chose it because it's a song that's actually still popular with students and actually fun to play. But the song that they sing in the Star is going to be different. And, you know, singers lip sync when they're in that Star. But our Greendale High School band, they're going to be playing live. Lion King, Just Can't Wait to Be King, is going to be the song for their Star performance. So get behind the Greendale High School band. Watch them tomorrow night on the preview show and watch them at the Macy's Day Parade. No Wisconsin bands were chosen for next year, so this is going to be a special moment. Maybe in 2025, another Wisconsin representative. After you have your turkey on Thanksgiving, maybe you should take a tacos and tequila tour around Milwaukee. That's next on What's on Tap on WTMJ. It's getting to be the season. I am Sandy Max. This is What's on Tap, our culture and creativity in Wisconsin and around the world, spotlighting those stories. And this music gets me in a mood. Who is the life of the party guy at your job? I got to tell you, here at Good Karma Brands, one of them is a lively guy named Bob. We even call him B.O.B. B.O.B. at GKB said, "Hey, Sandy, how much fun would it be to take a tacos and tequila tour? You've heard of Milwaukee food and city tours. Let's do that. You want to?" It's like, that sounds like a lot of fun. How could that be a bad time? So we all got together. About 25 of us got on a Milwaukee food and city tour last Friday. And it's really a great way to hang out with friends that you've been meaning to get together with for a long time. You make some memories, you visit parts of Milwaukee you haven't been to, and you're really taken care of door to door from the van to the restaurant or the bakery in this case. And we also put the Christmas twist on it. So I dressed up as Santa Claus. I have this red and white kind of Mrs. Claus Santa's helper type dress, and it makes people smile. So I put on the dress, put on the big bulbs of the necklace, and first stop, we went to Zeidler Square, where it's decorated for the holidays as part of the Milwaukee Downtown Holiday Lights Festival. Lots of fabulous photo opportunities. So we took group photos in the gazebo. There's a big season's greeting picture frame. There's a big Santa sleigh with 8 sparkling reindeer, a huge chair and fireplace. You know, just getting silly and get ready for our tacos and tequila tour. And we customized this tour to include that. So since I dressed as Santa Claus, we got our tour guide, Bo, the singing tour guide. And he sang carols with us while also playing trivia games to teach us about Latin American cuisine.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells.
Sure, that's festive. And most of his Christmas carols were traditional. He did have some special lyrics for some of them, which you'll hear in a minute. But we boarded the van to go to our first restaurant, Cielito Lindo in Walker's Point. The van is a slick black van, just easily seats almost 30 people comfortably. Ray, our reliable driver, so we're ready to go. And remember the Miller Lite commercials that said, less filling, tastes great? Well, as Santa Claus co-hosting this tour, I did fire our group up a little bit.
Can I hear a taco?
Taco!
These are my people. Can I hear a tequila?
Tequila!
Ooh!
That's a saucy tequila!
Here we go!
Taco!
So simple fun. We were welcomed at Cielito Lindo with colorfully painted walls and the ceilings, historical figures and nature. And the room was ready for us with a long table and a paloma to sip on and a tasty chimichanga. It was a great way to start and not rushed. You know, you got to relax, have fun, enjoy your friends and fun conversations. And the local company that owns WTMJ is called Good Karma Brands, GKB as we call it. And I was happy to get to hang out with about 24 of my teammates on Friday night. And I asked my teammate Jay if, you know, what during the tacos and tequila tour, what his favorite part was.
Cielito Lindo. And my favorite part so far has just been being a part of GKB and just bonding with everyone outside of work. It has been great and amazing experience. Plus, we got some good chimichangas.
And then our next stop,
We are at El Jalapeno, and I had a sopa for the first time, and a margarita.
Very vibrant and colorful. How was your sopa?
My sopa was very good. I've never had one. It was very delightful.
See, we could try new things. And on our third stop on the Tacos and Tequilas tour.
Last verse.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're not going to sing yet. Our last stop was It was the Señor Real. And our friend Selena said that she gave it 10 out of 10. She texted her dad that she was there, and she was embarrassed that she had not been to Señor Real at 31st and Burnham, even though she's lived in Milwaukee all her life and she's half Hispanic. So we checked that off her box. And to top off the tacos and tequila tour, we had more trivia and caroling on the ride on the way over to get a delicious churro at a Milwaukee bakery. So Bo sang us a very Milwaukee version of the 12 Days of Christmas. This will catch you up.
Last verse. Yeah! On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 summer festivals, 11 squeaky cheese curds, 10 cherry Kringles, 9 North Shore Nancy's, 8 boats of sailing, 7 guys a hunting, 6 weekends fishing,
5 racing sausages,
4 Packer tickets, 3 foam cheeseheads, 2 cold beers, and a ticket to Milwaukee Food Tour.
By the time we finished the song, our van pulled up to the door of La Flor de Trigo Bakery at 13th and Lincoln, where a very nice woman had prepared hot churros for our group. Sugary and delicious. A treat to top off a very fun tour together. So, tell ya, taco about a good time. Get it? Okay. MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. They even customize tours. So if this is something maybe sounds fun to give as a gift and get your family together or get your friends together, MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. Next on What's on Tap, come backstage with me at Miller High Life Theater to meet a roller skating married couple who are in the cast of Cirque du Soleil's Christmas show called Twas the Night Before. Now from the WTMJ Breaking News Center, here's Jessica Gatzo. Thank you for tuning in to this new show, What's on Tap on WTMJ. You get to experience culture and creativity from Wisconsin and around the world. I am Sandy Max, and this weekend, performers from 14 countries around the globe will be on stage at Miller High Life Theater. Cirque du Soleil has a spectacular Christmas show called Twas the Night Before, and it will be on stage Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's called Twas the Night Before because, you know, the poem. "Twas the Night Before Christmas and All Through the House" by Clement Clark Moore. Well, this is based on that story, but you know how Cirque du Soleil is. They're going to kick it up with acrobatics and sequins and incredibly mind-blowing performances of all kinds. And I had the opportunity to go backstage and meet some very talented and kind people. It is almost like United Nations when you're walking around backstage at Miller High Life Theater these past couple of weeks. People from all over are here. So come with me backstage at Miller High Life Theater. We're going to meet roller skating professionals. Introduce yourself to everyone.
Hi, my name is Everett Segura, and I am one half of the Disco Lovers.
Disco Lovers, and you are...
I'm Emily, and I'm the other half.
How did you disco lovers find each other?
Emily was a tourist in New York City. I was working in Jersey at a mall, and she came in to do some shopping, and then fate brought us together.
Were you both roller skaters? Is that how you discovered a passion together?
No, but I was an acrobat.
Okay, so you have an acrobatic background. Royer, how about you?
No, I was just an athlete. The gym stuff, I played football in high school with Grand Track. And then she took me into this world.
Okay, I gotta ask the awkward question. Are you actually lovers?
Yes, we're married.
Aha, uh-huh, okay, good, because that was gonna be really awkward if you weren't.
yes, we are.
You're married, you get to tour together, you get to perform together. What is your unique performance in Twas the Night Before?
We are the roller skaters, so our job is to pretty much bring joy, enthusiasm, and kind of like blend those two for the audience.
So what we do is actually skating on a platform. And so it's a high tempo, very dynamic act, and we spread love to the people.
Yeah. And when you say on a platform, I'm guessing you're elevated many feet above the stage then.
No, it's not that high, but it's
good.
Pretty small.
Oh, very tight then.
Yeah.
Is there special music that you get to be disco lovers to?
Yes, it's Old Christmas Tree, but remixed to the Cirque du Soleil version.
Oh, fun. Because I love that about Cirque du Soleil. I've seen the Beatles love, obviously, lots of music involved in that. But not only is Cirque du Soleil fascinating to see on the stage as a spectacular, but it is this immersive experience with the sound.
Yeah, for sure. And the costumes and the makeup. It's a whole experience.
And tell me about your costumes. I immediately, when you brought me into the dressing room, I'm like, oh, it's a sparkly wig and sparkly shoes. What is the color scheme and design of the disco lovers costumes?
Well, it's very sparkly and colorful, like the whole show actually is. So that's what I really love about it. It's so sparkly and it really moves with the dynamic of the act.
And I'm seeing turquoise and purple.
The color scheme works great, especially with the lighting in the background when we're on stage. It looks amazing.
And you have this Elvis wig that's all bright blue. Do you feel more like a disco lover in the Elvis wig?
I feel like a rock star, actually. But yeah, I enjoy it. I think it's really cool. And that's the first reaction. I was like, oh, Elvis. So yeah, it's pretty cool for our name, Disco Lovers.
Well, and that is Royer Segura and Emily Sandberg, the married couple that are the disco-loving roller skating couples, roller skating performers. Just one of the amazing performers you'll be able to see. Be prepared to be dazzled. The costumes, the amount of sequins that is used, about 2,000 sequins per costume. And Cirque du Soleil is a showcase of the world's most physically talented performers from 14 different countries. And I think when you think of that, how does that affect communication? If you're trying to talk to somebody from a different country and you're doing these very dangerous physical acts, I asked Emily if it's a challenge with all the different nationalities.
We have artists coming from all over the world, France, and so some of us from Europe and some from Africa even, and some from North America. So it's really cool that this show brings us together. And English is the language we speak with each other. And it works very well.
And with 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, based on the original poem that a lot of people know, On Dasher, On Dancer, Quiet as a Mouse, all of those things inspired by this, but the Cirque du Soleil twist. So we have roller skaters helping tell the story, like you two disco lovers. I see a really interesting list of people. A hair suspension artist hanging by your hair and spinning around.
Yeah. In a very sparkly, beautiful costume. She's actually from Italy.
What an amazing way to find that you have a skill and a talent that helps tell stories.
Yeah, that's what we do. And that's what we love.
And we also have hoop diving.
Yes, the hoop divers are amazing. They make the show because it's very dynamic. You have a whole group of people just like doing so many things. Look. If a character is not diving, pay attention to what the other ones are doing in the background because there's always something going on.
It is. It is very stimulating. And Christmas time is a time of wonder, of joy, of amazement. And I feel like Cirque du Soleil is the perfect storyteller for something like this. Do you feel that on stage or are you just really intense and in the moment for your production? Do you get swept up into it?
Every time I'm standing backstage, I'm just thinking, wow, I'm so lucky to get to do this. And it's like the colors are everywhere and it's so sparkly and beautiful and it's just magical. So we're very happy to get to experience this.
And we get to follow along with a little girl who's getting older and thinks that reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas is kind of a fuddy-duddy tradition with her dad. But it's up to all the characters to convince her that this is a really special thing to do with your dad. There's a guide named Jolly. I understand there are going to be 8 friendly reindeer.
Yes, that's correct. We have all the reindeers from the Santa Claus. And yes, our job is to bring the main character, Isabella, to realize that, you know, Christmas is not about just gifts and presents, but it's about love and being with your loved ones.
And there's a snowball fight?
Yeah, that's my favorite scene of the whole show for me.
Why?
Because I can't tell you that.
Oh! But there's another fun fact. Tons and tons of artificial snow is used and then cleaned up and then reused again?
Yes, that's correct. And when you're in the audience, it looks realistic.
I'm Sandy Maxwell. Return backstage at Cirque du Soleil's 'Twas the Night Before show at Miller High Life Theater and ask what has been one of Royer and Emily's favorite discoveries about Milwaukee. Next on What's on Tap on WTMJ. That's what Christmas music sounds like when you see it with Cirque du Soleil. Twas the Night Before is performing at the Miller High Life Theater. Many performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, matinees and evening performances. And you know Cirque du Soleil's reputation for amazing acrobatics and just fantastical performances that leave even sometimes the most jaded people still kind of with their jaw on the floor going, I don't even know how they did that, but I wouldn't have the guts to jump from that to that. And but all while telling a Christmas story. So 'twas the Night Before, I got invited to go backstage to the dressing room of the roller skating couple who are married in real life. They perform as the Disco Lovers. Meet Royer Segura and Emily Sandberg. They were nice enough to invite me backstage. I got to look at their sequined costumes that you have to think, you know, making jokes about wardrobe malfunctions. These have to be of the best fabric, of the best fit. So that way these performers can be as acrobatic and physical as they are. And also the spectacle, the plot of the show draws on that familiar 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem. So there's some familiar that also brings you into the fantastical. And, you know, Cirque knows how to create a magical world. We've been told now there are tons of snow and there's even a snowball fight that has to be a surprise. Emily wouldn't tell us about it. But speaking of snow, skiing with family is the holiday tradition that Royer and Emily like to enjoy as a married couple. But when they're on tour with their international group of performers, they have a different tradition.
We were also doing this show last year. And last year, the whole group of us were doing the Secret Santa. And we, Yagub here, our production coordinator, he managed to bring such a nice Christmas for us with food. And yeah, so we bought each other gifts. It was really nice.
That's a very sweet idea. Now that togetherness, and you have to imagine if you're performing that intense level of physical and that many shows, like you build a certain bond. And when you're dealing with people from 14 different countries, that has to be some fun gift giving. And since they've been in Milwaukee about 3 weeks now, the whole cast rehearsing and getting all the set and costumes perfect for this weekend's performances, I asked Royer and Emily if they've been out and about, if they've discovered something fun about Milwaukee.
Yes, I mean, you have amazing cheese here. And
cheese hats.
And the cheese hats, yeah. And she also went to the Bucks game just the other day.
Yeah, and I won the t-shirt because I threw my leg up in the air.
They still made you perform and win something.
No, I just did it to catch some attention.
I'm very interested, Emily, in your opinion of Bango, our mascot, because we have one of the best basketball mascots in the world, honestly, because Bango is so athletic and can jump off trampolines and dunk a basketball. What's your assessment of Bango?
Yeah, he was actually walking on his hands, and yeah, I really paid attention to that. He was cute.
That's high praise, I think, from a Cirque du Soleil performer. I love Bango. Yeah, thank you to Royer and Emily. See them roller skating on stage at speeds of up to 30 miles per hour this weekend and be amazed by the rest of the physical storytelling surrounded by sparkles and spinning in Cirque du Soleil's Christmas show, 'Twas the Night Before, Miller High Life Theater, November 24th, 25th, and 26th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A fun, fantastical experience. Make memories with a family member or a friend. And what does a Christmas carol sound like when Cirque du Soleil puts their magical mix on it? That's next. And I ask Royer and Emily, our disco skaters, what song they dance to. And it is a disco version of O Christmas Tree.
And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
Oh, Christmas Tree from Cirque du Soleil. 'Twas the Night Before. I'm thinking if you're making an updated Christmas playlist or a mixtape, give that Cirque du Soleil soundtrack to 'Twas the Night Before a listen. That is their version of Oh, Christmas Tree. You can see the disco lovers who you heard from earlier on What's on Tap, roller skating to it, and acrobatic performers from around the world at the show, Miller High Life Theater, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And a big thank you to Royer and Emily for joining me. Thanks to Vince Vitrano for his reporting on the Greendale High School marching band, who you will see at the Macy's Day Parade on Thursday. And big thanks to Teresa Nemitz of Milwaukee Food and City Tours for her help in arranging our tacos and tequila tour. And a big, also huge thank you for Jeremy Bartlett of Thrive Architects and Beth Daniel of Scathane, who joined me earlier in the show to talk about their part in creating the memorial for the Waukesha Main Street Parade. And Jessica Gatzo is in the studio with me right now. And Jessica, you were just there. What was your impression of the memorial?
There was definitely a good crowd gathered to see this memorial. It's two hearts made out of a single piece of ribbon, which kind of goes with the Waukesha Strong slogan that people have been using. And that was definitely the sentiment, was kind of a gathering in strength and remembering, but also kind of moving forward and really a sense of like taking care of each other.
How large was the crowd?
Oh, at least a couple hundred.
Wow. Yeah. And I have to think they'll probably do something around this memorial on the parade day itself on December 3rd.
Well, right. And actually today there was the ceremony started right at 4:39 at the exact time it happened. So there was like a moment of silence, commemorating that exact time a year or 2 years ago. But there's also plans for another memorial already next year.
So, yes, in Greedy Park. That was something that I chatted with Jeremy Bartlett about, that is still fundraising in progress. You can take part in tiles that are part of that memorial, and that is going to be an even larger memorial that will have special memory spaces for each of the victims and really take over that park, which is, again, healing can really come through creativity and art and gathering. If it's a reason to get together and lend a hand and lend a shoulder, that's powerful. And I think sometimes that gets overlooked.
Definitely. And I think even this first memorial, I think it was the fire chief who said something along the lines of, you know, having this memory every time walking down Main Street of the events, and now seeing that memorial is going to really make the memory feel different, and kind of a sense of healing, seeing the hearts.
Waukesha Strong. They said it and they meant it. So thank you. And Jessica will be here in the WTMJ Breaking News Center tonight and overnight for all of the developing stories. I am Sandy Max. Thank you for listening to WTMJ What's on Tap. If you missed out on any of our previous episodes or you want to share anything with friends, you can check out the podcast at WTMJ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you very much for listening. It means a lot to me. This is one of my favorite things to do, is spread good stories on the air of creativity. And I appreciate you being part of it. And coming up next, we have the WTMJ News. Happy Thanksgiving.